Venezuelan citizens have reportedly taken to the streets of its capital, Caracas, to protest against the U.S.'s capture of Nicolas Maduro, chanting his name as they march. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is not at war with Venezuela and is willing to work with the interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, and remaining leaders if they make, quote, the right decision. According to the New York Times, the death toll from Saturday's attack has risen to 80 and reportedly includes civilians as well as members of Venezuela's security forces. For more on what's happening on the ground, I'm joined now by Venezuelan journalist Helena Carpio, who's in Caracas. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Tell me, what's the mood like? You've been out on the streets.
Yes, so the city is mostly quiet, but it's a tense calm, and that's how it's been described by many people. There's a very strange normalcy happening. There's people queuing for food, as some people feel like the situation might unravel into something a bit more volatile. So people are prepping in some parts of town for the uncertainty. And I think that's a very important word, uncertainty. Western Caracas, who's long been a stronghold of Chavez and then Maduro, there was a concentration today against U.S. intervention. But then you go to the center of the city, the south of the city, and the east of the city, and it's quite a different picture. We have to remember, and I think this is an important piece of context, that there were presidential elections last year in Venezuela. Independent tally revision by different organizations state that Maduro lost 3-7. And so after that, there was a huge crackdown on dissent. There's even people jailed for messages on WhatsApp groups challenging the official election results. So people are also not expressing as they usually would in other circumstances because of fear of censorship, repression. There were over 2,000 political prisoners after the elections, and now over 1,000 remain, sorry. So I think people are very reluctant and trying to wait and see what the situation is like before coming out and speaking out, because as we've seen the situation develop on the ground, it seems that Delcy Rodriguez, vice president, is going to be the acting president now. So, you know, many people feel like it might just be a continuation of the Maduro government, and people are fearful of what that might mean. So they're waiting and seeing.
How well known is she, first of all, to the average Venezuelan? Has she been a prominent vice president?
She's not a very public figure, but she has been in politics quite a while. She did not hold as many public seats during the Chavez years. She became a prominent figure with Maduro's government, who's the successor of Chavez. And she's not a very public figure. She's mostly been behind the curtain. But people see her as a continuation of the same. And as well as Diosdado Cabello, who's the Minister of Interior and Justice, Vladimir Padrino. You know, either you support or you don't the government. Both sides see them as one same group. So in that sense, people, again, there's a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people actually are questioning as well, how was Maduro being able to be extracted in such a precise manner? Was there some inner collaboration? So there's a lot of information missing. And I think people are waiting to find out what the next couple of days, weeks, or even years are going to look like.
Donald Trump had increasingly essentially been making no secret of the fact that he wanted Maduro gone. Nevertheless, were people there surprised, or had there been talk, rumors that such a raid might be on the cards?
This is going to sound very crazy, if I might add that adjective, but a lot of people that I spoke to today told me that they listened to the sounds, and as soon as they realized that there were bombs, they knew it was the Americans. And some people either fell back asleep because they felt like they couldn't do much about it and whatever was going to happen would happen. Some people, you know, couldn't sleep for the rest of the day and sort of, you know, called their family members to see if people were okay. And some people slept through it. And
I think part of it is important to understand that Venezuelans have been through crises very different to this one. Obviously, this is unprecedented in the past. But, you know, there's sort of a resignation in that sense that, you know, people are powerless. Whatever is going to happen is being decided up above. And people, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, they don't feel like they're being taken into account. Either side, either you support or you don't, Maduro.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Helena Carpio, a Venezuelan journalist. Is there widespread support there for any kind of role for the Nobel laureate, Maria Machado?
Well, she did win the primary elections that were leading up to the presidential elections. Yes, last year was 92% of the votes. And after that, she was inhabilitated by the Maduro government. She couldn't run. So she chose a running mate, Edmundo González Urrutia, a diplomat. And he did win 7 million votes versus 3 million, which is almost a record-setting number in elections for the past 20 years. So there is widespread support. And you can see that in two ways. People support her, but there's also a group that don't necessarily agree with her on all points, but just support anything other than Maduro. So, you know, you can interpret that number as just very strong opposition against Maduro. And I think that's a nuance and a complexity that has to be said and understood. People here can be against U.S. intervention, but they also can be in favor of someone taking Maduro just because of the size of the crisis and how people feel that, you know, these 20-something years have transpired.
The U.S. Secretary of State has said the U.S. expects to see changes in Venezuela, with the most immediate being those in the national interest of the U.S. What do you think Venezuelans are now bracing for?
Crisis, probably. I mean, we already have rampant inflation. We are approaching, again, hyperinflation territory. The economy is a huge concern for people, regardless of whatever else happens. So I think people are stocking up on food, stocking up on water, and just quietly and sort of, you know, expectantly trying to see what's going to happen with the leaders. I think one of the things that has happened in the past couple of years is that people feel like the government is not necessarily working for them. So people have just built their lives around resilience and, you know, themselves as individuals and their communities and whoever they can rely on, because they feel they cannot rely on the government. So I think there's a resignation in that sense. And people are just in survival mode, and they're quiet because they don't know if there's actually going to be a change towards democracy or not, but people are hopeful. I think that's one characteristic of Venezuelans. They are hopeful.
And I think it's still Sunday with you. Once Monday kicks in, do you think schools, work are going to run as normal?
Everything seems to point to yes. The city today was much more normal than yesterday. Yesterday, most supermarkets, pharmacies that you could see in the city were closed. Very few people were in the streets. The only people in the streets were queuing in the few supermarkets open. Today, it's a different picture. There's much more people. I'm right now in a square, and there's people walking their dogs, there's people running errands, there's people jogging. So there's this sense, again, of a strange normalcy.
Helena Carpio, thank you so much. You take care.
Thank you.